The story of Christmas is a story of Jesus. And the story of Jesus is the story of God's relentless pursuit of His people. Fairy tales and fables don't measure up. And even classic literature pales in comparison. No author, a poet, would ever dare imagine such an unlikely, impossible story as this. It's a story meant to be deeply cherished, yet widely spread, held close to our hearts, yet proclaimed at the top of our lungs. It's personal, and yet it's for all the world, a saga of epic grandeur. It's the story of Jesus. And this is how it happened for centuries. God had promised the Messiah, a Savior who would once and for all deliver us from our sins, release us from our fears, and offer rest that only comes from the Father. He would be a counselor to the confused, and He would prove Himself mighty to the weak. To the orphan, He would be a father, without beginning or end. Then to a hostile world, He would be the very source of peace. And day after day, year after year, the longings of God's faithful people become hopeful expectations. Prophet Micah had predicted it. The Messiah, this long-expected Jesus, would be born in the obscure, tiny village of Bethlehem in the region of Judea. And in an unlikely series of events, all the other prophecies concerning his birth began to be fulfilled. An angel appeared to an engaged couple and shared God's miraculous plan. A virgin would conceive and bear a son. They would call him Jesus. A census issued by the government required that they travel to Bethlehem, the city of David. It was there that on that night of nights, God's son was born. It was told there was a story of our rebirth began to unfold on earth. It's difficult to imagine just how all the elements leading to the announcement of Christ's birth might have transpired in heaven. Was the plan first shared with one or two chosen angels, then repeated to the entire heavenly host? Perhaps it was one grand announcement that echoed across eternity and would somehow make its way to earth. But who would release this announcement? And who would be the first to receive it? All we really know is that an army of angelic messengers was dispatched to an unsuspecting group of shepherds with the glorious news that the Savior, their Messiah, the Lord, had been born. Shepherds ran to Bethlehem and saw for themselves the infant king. Then they spread the news to everyone they saw. Can we, having met this King for ourselves, do anything less? Of all the news that invades our lives each day, most of it will be forgotten in a year's time, and even less will impact us for eternity. Yet the message of the gospel, the good news that Christ is born and salvation can be ours, is one that we just can't keep to ourselves. The shepherds knew this, and there's a lesson there for all of us. So tell it, friends. Everywhere you go.
Thank you.
God has always used the most unlikely people in the most unusual places to do the most astounding things. Who but God would have chosen a simple village girl and her unassuming husband to give birth to, and then become the parents of the Savior of the world? Who would have imagined Bethlehem, a small town of little regard, would become the holy birthplace of God's only Son? And those shepherds, they were outcasts, really. They were looked down upon by most of society. And none of us would have selected them to be the very first of Earth's inhabitants to proclaim the good news of Christ's birth. But in this story, God's ways are not man's ways. And the same is true today. He's not looking for the most eloquent, the most articulate, or the most qualified to spread the gospel. Only those with a passion for his kingdom, only those with willing feet to go where he sends us, and only those with servant hearts and open hands.
Thank you.
When we get right down to it, the question is not, do I have a voice? The question is, do I have a song? The question is not, do I have a story? The question is, will I share my story? The question is not, is there anything I can do? The question is, am I willing to do what He commands? Do you have a song, a story? Are you willing to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ, however you can, wherever you can? Today, in your own world, or even around the world, you can make a difference. You can be a part of spreading the greatest story of all to those who desperately need to hear it. To hopeless lives, you can share the truth. To crushed spirits, you can share God's plan for eternal life. To darkened minds, you can share the light of the world. Will you let Jesus shine?
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you, choir. And that is the good news. The good news of great joy, which was brought to the shepherds and for millennia now has been brought and continues to be brought to a world in need. A message that we are called upon to tell, to let it not only come out in our words, but also as we live our lives. And as we come to the conclusion of this time of worship, I would invite you to open your hymnals to hymn number 256, Love Has Come. Love has come indeed, and continues to come, not just when Jesus was born, but when you and I continue to share that love in life together. As we stand and as we sing, as we reflect upon this message, our altar is open for any decision that you might make. But I hope even more so that the altars of our hearts and that our minds will be opened as well. Hymn number 256, Love Has Come.